Two people claim to know everything about something, but only one knows anything. President Roosevelt wore an anti-gravity belt. Dinosaurs had two brains. Lucky kids live on Mars and go to school in flying cars. Or at least they will one day. Believe me, I'm a historian. An astronaut or drive a DeLorean. Would I lie? It's hard to say.
Hands on fire.
Hands on fire, one's a liar. The other is telling the truth.
Hands on fire.
Hands on fire, it's down to the wire. Can you figure out who's who?
From Childress, Texas, it's Pats on Fire. This week, another thrilling edition of our game show within a game show, Wacky Khakis. And now, your host, and the subject of the upcoming HBO docuseries, Deborah Goldstein, A Life in Images, Deborah Goldstein.
Not quite. Thank you, and welcome to Pants on Fire. I'm Deborah Goldstein, and here with us, as always, is our sound effects robot, Lisa, whose name stands for Live in Studio Audience. Lisa, I hate to say it, but I don't think HBO is doing a docuseries about my life.
You know, you're right. I think I got my facts wrong on that one.
Yeah.
It's actually going to be on Nickelodeon.
Uh-huh.
And come to think of it, it's not a docuseries. I believe they're making it into a cartoon.
About my life?
Well, it's like a loose adaptation, you know, about you and your friends in the town of Bikini Bottom, how you live in a pineapple under the sea.
Hmm.
And yep, I'm looking at it right now. I guess they've changed the name from Deborah Goldstein, A Life in Images, to, let's see here.
SpongeBob SquarePants?
Yeah. Boy, they've changed a lot of things, that's for sure. Still pretty cool to have your own TV show, though, isn't it?
Indeed it is. And since I've got my own podcast, too, why don't you do me a favor and tell everybody how it works?
Anything for you, SpongeDeb.
Please never call me that again.
On Wacky Khakis, Deborah and I each tell one crazy story about the world. Sounds nice, right? Oh, wrong. Because while one of those stories is true, the other one is, get this, a lie. And it's the job of two human children to figure out which one is which. And with us to keep time and tell us about our topic and correct our reading is our producer, Noah. Welcome back to Pants on Fire, young lad.
Thank you, Lisa. Your reading is just fine.
Thanks, bud.
And thank you, Deborah. Can't wait to see that docuseries about you.
Uh-huh. Okay, so tell us, Noah, what are we lying about this week?
Our theme for this episode is Peter Pan Syndrome, named after Peter Pan, the boy who didn't want to grow up, and that is what it refers to. Instances of adults choosing to behave like children.
Can you imagine anything more pathetic?
Well, adults have all sorts of reasons to want to recapture their youth. Fart noises, Lisa, really? You don't think that's a little childish?
Those are grown-up fart noises.
I see. Well, enough grown-up stuff then, please. Could you instead introduce today's human child contestants?
Oakley dokley. Today's human child contestants are Lucy from our exciting, record-breaking soap episode, and Levi.
Hi.
Known as the son of Deborah.
Hey, Levi. Hey, Lucy. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
I am the son of Deborah.
You too.
No, I am.
Oh, you are, right.
Well, then say it like Lisa said it, because he was way more convincing.
I am the son of Deborah.
Oh, oh,
oh
no!
So, Lucy, how did you enjoy your soap episode?
It was very fun.
Yeah, what's something you learned?
I learned all kinds of things about how you make soap, what soap is used for.
Very cool.
You think you'll use soap now that you know enough about it?
I have before.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool. So, as you guys heard, we're going to be talking about Peter Pan syndrome today, stories of grown-ups acting like kids. Tell me, Levi, Lucy, is that something you have experience with? Are there any grown-ups in your life who act like children?
Deborah.
Yes, Lisa.
He's going to say Deborah. Levi's going to say Deborah.
You think so?
Yeah. I think it's both of you guys, but only at some moments.
You know what? I'm proud of that. I'm happy to act like a child.
Yeah, I'm proud of it too, so yeah. Whatever.
What about you, Lucy?
I do not have any grown-ups who act like children.
Really? No?
You only know grown-ups who act like grown-ups and children who act like children?
Do you know any children who act like grown-ups?
Yes.
Hmm, what would we call that? That's Benjamin Button syndrome.
Ew.
No, never mind.
Don't watch
it. He aged backwards.
That's rather wacky.
Oh, my. Hey, wacky.
All right, well, look, it is time to play Wacky Khakis. Deborah and Lisa will each have a minute and change to tell us their stories before the timer sounds. We've picked a name out of a hat and came up with Lisa's.
Good name. Better hat.
So Lisa gets to choose and has elected to go second. Deborah, are you ready to kick us off?
Let's do this thing.
Okay, listen carefully, Levi and Lucy. Deborah, your timer will begin now.
Speaking as a grown-up, for those of us who never got the chance to go to summer camp when we were young, dropping your own kid off at camp for the first time can be a jealousy-inducing experience. Carefree kids running around all day, playing games and singing silly songs, it looks like so much fun. Lucky then that a new movement has taken the country by storm. Summer camp for grown-ups, where adults trying to recapture the feeling of being a kid again can do all the stuff they might have missed out on as kids. Slide down slip and slides, eat s'mores, play dodgeball, along with all the stuff only grown-ups can do, like sign their own liability forms and pay money to be there. One such adult summer camp, called Camp No Counselors, offers grown-ups a happy-go-lucky childhood experience on the site of a former summer camp for kids. It has a slate of child-friendly activities including arts and crafts, a talent show, and even a water trampoline. For $600, grown-ups can, quote, play like a kid, party like a grown-up, trademark Camp No Counselors. Of course, Camp No Counselors does actually sort of have counselors who work there. They call them non-counselors. Journalist Sachi Cool wrote about her experience there in an article for BuzzFeed in which she described how strange it was to share a summer camp experience with a bunch of other grown-ups. She didn't much care for it. And the headline of her article read, "I went to a summer camp for adults and it was weird."
And time.
I'm sorry.
Nicely done, Deborah.
Thank you.
Well, Levi, Lucy, what did you guys think of that story?
Sounds weird. Sounds like I can sort of believe it, but sort of not believe it. So I'm going to go with that one, depending on what the next one is.
Lucy, your feelings?
It sounds weird.
Weird and believable or weird and not believable?
Weird and believable, okay. I mean... But grown-ups are kind of free as it is. So.
Yeah.
So what's the point of going to summer camp? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, like it's a nice time for kids to be free from their parents.
Oh.
Well, has it ever occurred to you that maybe parents would want a vacation from their kids?
Never.
Deborah's talking about it all the time.
That oh, is sorry, not true. Levi. Not true, Levi.
Okay, now it is time for Lisa's story of Peter Pan syndrome.
Oh my gosh, buckle in, get ready, your minds are about to get blown.
You ready, Lisa?
Ready to grow up? No way, dude.
Oh, no, I mean, are you ready to share your story?
Oh, yeah, sure thing.
Okay, listen up carefully, guys. Lisa, your timer will begin now.
The first time Bend, Oregon resident Blake Pinney repeated the sixth grade in 2008, it was because he had a late birthday and lagged behind in reading for his age group. His teachers at Bear Creek Middle School believed that he would grow into a bright young seventh grader eventually, but would benefit from an extra year in sixth grade. Little did they know, Blake would grow up to become the biggest fan of the sixth grade in the history of education. Mr. Pinney, now 23, is currently repeating the sixth grade, by choice, for a world record 12th year in a row. Pinney says he loves the sixth grade and has no intention of beginning seventh grade anytime soon. He said in a 2019 interview with Time magazine, quote, "I think you learn everything you need to know in the sixth grade. The Civil War, the scientific method. You find one person my age better than me at multiplying fractions, and I'll drop right out of school. You go ahead." Blake is a well-liked figure at Bear Creek Middle School. He is the tallest player on the Bear Creek basketball team and owns the distinction of scoring more career points than any other player in the school's 81-year history. Penny's mother, Evelyn Penny Schmidt, still sends him off to school every morning with a bagged lunch of PB&J, carrot sticks, and an Aunt Debbie's oatmeal raisin cookie, yum, I want it. She insists that her son is more mature than most people give him credit for. "Blake is a good boy," she said in the interview. "His teachers all have nothing but nice things to say about him. He's made honor roll for 3 years running, and he's in the Guinness Book of World Records, for goodness sake. And all before even finishing the sixth grade."
time. Nicely done, Lisa.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Well, Levi, Lucy, what did you guys think of that story?
Sounds even more ridiculous. I love it.
Yeah, sounds ridiculous.
And since the more ridiculous one got me last time, I'm going to go for it this time. I think Lisa's telling the truth.
As you should think.
Lucy, you're in the fourth grade. Is that right?
Yes.
Could you imagine yourself doing that for another 12 years or so?
I mean, yes, I could.
What? How?
I mean, if it had to happen, I'd do it.
But you don't think you'd choose it for yourself?
No, I would not.
Thank you. Okay, at least that's true.
Okay, well, it's decision time. Now our contestants must decide whose story has reached the full maturity of truthhood and whose development has been stunted by lies.
Dun, dun, dun.
Do you believe Deborah's story of Camp No Counselors, a summer camp exclusively for grown-ups, or Lisa's story of Blake Pinney, who set a world record for staying in the sixth grade 12 years running?
I think that Lisa is
telling the truth.
Telling the truth because
yeah.
Deborah's story, it seems like maybe it could be a thing, maybe it couldn't, because like kids have camp, but
right.
You don't know if there's a grown-up camp, like kids go to camp, what do their grown-ups do?
Mm. Or what do their kids do while the grown-ups are at camp?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Levi, your thought process on this one?
The more ridiculous is the better choice.
You think we're trying to trick you, so you're going with the story that sounds more unbelievable to you.
Yeah, because the one that sounded less believable got me last time.
Okay, interesting logic. So just so I have it on record, both of you are going with Lisa's story of the world record 12 years in a row in sixth grade.
Yes.
Very smart of both of you, because I am the best.
All right, will the person who told us the true Peter Pan syndrome story please tell us who you are?
I did. I told the true story.
What?
Yes.
That is correct. Deborah told us the truth this week.
I quit.
Camp No Counselors is one in a rising movement of adult summer camps across the country, including peers such as Camp Throwback, Zombie Survival Camp, Camp Powerment, and Epic Nerd Camp.
Can we just scrap the whole thing and make me right?
Sorry.
Start over.
Why?
The fake story about Blake Pinney was largely inspired by the Adam Sandler comedy Billy Madison.
Hmm.
Sorry
Let's
about
go
that.
Let's go back.
Back well, to the future.
Guys, all I can say is enjoy being young while you still can, because I promise, while these stories sound ridiculous, the idea of grown-ups trying to live as children again might make a little more sense to you when you're older.
So true. Well, that is all the time we have today. Thank you to our contestants, Lucy, and to Levi for playing Wacky Khakis with us, to our producer, Noah, for keeping things fair and square, and to our sound effects robot, Lisa, for his delightful lie about the 23-year-old sixth grader. Here's hoping you never grow up, Lisa.
You can count on that, because I'm not even alive.
Wow.
Pants on Fire is a production of Gen Z Media. For more great shows and to learn how you can participate, visit Best Robot Ever and follow us on social media at Pants on Fire Cast for behind-the-scenes photos and more true facts. And now, because there are no rules at Camp Wacky Khakis, food fight!
Lisa, cut it out!
Oh,
hey, that was a whole watermelon!